Well, welcome back, Beverly.
Thank you.
You know, I always like to, I like this segment. It's kind of,
you never know what I'm going to say.
I usually don't know. But it's usually very interesting. So what are we going to talk about today, Beverly?
New beginnings.
Perfect time of year.
Yes, I know. I think that to have a new beginning, you always have to have a loss. You know, like when we're bringing up kids, you have a new beginning into kindergarten, but you give up control. You
right.
give up being in charge of them, and it goes on through life. And when you're working with somebody with Alzheimer's disease, there are always going to be changes, subtle, sometimes not so subtle changes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at those as a new beginning in your education for how to work with that person. On the way over here, I was thinking of this book I read in the 70s when I was studying family therapy, and it was called The Situation is Hopeless but Not Serious. I love the title. And it means that people just throw up their hands. I have one client that calls me all the time. She says, oh, it's a disaster. And I said, well, what does a disaster look like? You know, and then when she, 10 minutes later, was solved a problem that can be solved, you know?
Right.
But she didn't see it that way. And that's a lot of times what our coaches do. They will help the family to see that this isn't a hopeless situation, and it's not serious. It's not, you know, some things are not serious, like somebody shadowing you around the house.
Right.
We can help to alleviate that and explain why it happens and give them some strategies for working better with the person.
So it's. I think there's so many transitions in Alzheimer's care with a progression of the disease. And so I think one of the things we were talking about before we came on is the whole loss issue, where the person starts to lose different capabilities of communication or understanding. And you help people understand that and work in different ways with that person to make it a more livable situation.
Yes. Somebody asked me the other day whether their relative was having trouble with speech. And I wanted to find out more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what she says, well, he starts a sentence and then he breaks halfway through and doesn't finish. And I said, well, that's not a speech problem. It's a working memory problem. It's that he can't hold on to the piece of information long enough to manipulate it in his mind and continue on with the conversation. So when you explain it to them, then they can have different strategies for working with that person, keeping their attention on the conversation, reminding them what they were talking about, and then very often the person can finish. But very often, sometimes family members will just get like, oh, he's going to lose all his language now.
Right.
Instead of seeing it as one small new beginning,
right?
You know,
right.
To learning to do it in a different way.
Well, I think because what you're doing is relatively new. I mean, I know you've been at it for a while now, many years, but for a lot of people, I think it's a whole new understanding of when you're working with someone with Alzheimer's or living with them or taking care of them. Things change. There's the losses that you express, but there's also fixes to make the situation better. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. I'm sure that's why you get those panicked calls, that people just, because they don't understand what's that loss that's taken place.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And that then we can help them to take charge of it. You know, there's a difference between taking charge of a person and controlling a person. So we teach them how to take charge of the disease and work with the person in a different way. It's back to that, you know, we've never done it that way before.
Right, right.
That's what kills a lot of new ideas, is we've never done it that way before.
Well, you know, this is our last segment of the Matters of the Mind. I think for the January 1st broadcast, we are going to have a best of show, and there'll be some Matters of the Mind segments on there, and perhaps we'll sneak some Elder Law stuff on there. But before we go, we have like 30 seconds here. Tell people about Still Me and how the coaching works, because I think it's really a helpful service.
Okay, it's an in-home service for families so that they can get good advice about how to live well with the person once they're diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And it's practical,
yep.
Workable solutions, and your coach contacts you between visits to make sure that you understood the approach and that it's working or not working, and then adjusting it if it isn't.
This is South Shore Senior News on 95.9 WATD.
Beverly, still me? What are you up to?
What am I up to?
quick.
The number is 617-328-3440, and our website is stillme.com, and spelled STILME.